The fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali Karam Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem, used to work on wages in order to earn his livelihood. Sayyidina Mujahid Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states that one day, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Karam Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem came to us wearing an imama, a turban. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to us, "Once in Madinatul Munawwara, I felt extremely hungry. Hence, I went to the surroundings of Medina in order to search for work. Over there, I saw a woman who had gathered a pile of soil which she wanted to soak with water. One date in return for every bucket of water was set as my wage, and I drew 16 buckets of water from a well. As a result, I had blisters on my hand. I washed my hands and came to the woman and said, 'This is sufficient for me.' Upon this, the woman counted 16 dates and gave them to me. Taking them, I came to the blessed court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam and mentioned what had just happened. Then we ate those dates together. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam spoke well of me and supplicated for me. Subhanallah azza wa jal, subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are listening to the source of earning of the fourth Khalifa of Islam, as Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Let's continue with another parable. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem states, "Once I went to a garden. The owner of the garden said, 'Irrigate my garden and I will give you one date in return for each bucket of water.' I drew a few buckets of water from a well and I received some dates. My palm was filled with dates. Then I drank some water and came to the blessed court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam along with those dates and we ate them together." Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these events contain a lesson for those who, despite being fit and healthy, do not do any work, let alone labor that is physical work. They even consider doing small business to be a means of shame and disgrace. Whereas in order to earn halal sustenance, our righteous pious predecessors would not consider even smallest jobs to be bad. These people should follow our pious predecessors. Now this is the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, that we're talking about. The people who think small jobs to be bad, if they make some effort, they can earn and provide for themselves as well as for their households. But they seem to have developed the mindset that they cannot do any job or small business, despite being capable of earning a living to fulfill their needs. They are habitual of eating for free and na'udhubillah begging. Remember, begging as a source of income, as a source of earning of living, is haram and an action that leads towards hell. The one who begs without shari permission seeks the fire of hell for himself. The more he accumulates wealth in this manner, the more he will become deserving of the fire of hell. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.